travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
In the summer holiday season is upon it. And with it, the now familiar debates about mass tourism as protests spark up around Europe. Tourism Ireland is telling visitors to take an unrushed approach. And to tell us more about both, Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Summer is coming and so is mass tourism.
Yeah, Bank Holiday next weekend and the schools are going to be out and we're going to be into the busiest months of the year for travel.
And yet, as we reported earlier, the biggest day ever in Dublin Airport.
In Dublin Airport, absolutely.
Has happened already.
Has happened, so expect more. And remember, we have a passenger cap as well and the debates about all of that. And so, in one sense, this is great for the economy, great for business. It's great compared to us all being stuck in lockdown and all the rest of it. But the other side of the story is that there are certain destinations, particularly in Southern Europe, that are really starting to feel the strain.
And so who's protesting?
So we have seen already this year, and we saw a lot of this last year, there's been thousands of demonstrators marched across the Canary Islands this month already. And there are wider protests reportedly set for Southern Europe on June 15th. It'll be interesting to see what kind of coordination happens there. But think about Palma in Mallorca as an example. You will watch Barcelona. Venice has reintroduced its fees for day trippers. Cruise ship visitor numbers are being restricted in places like Dubrovnik and Santorini. So this is all on the radar, but it really is a bit of tinkering around the edges. So it's something we all have to bear in mind, I suppose, at our own comfort levels too. Everybody yeah. wants a holiday. Everybody wants to get away. And it's easier than ever. Ryanair recently became the first airline to fly over 200 million passengers in Europe.
So what is
what's the toll?
Yeah, well, the toll, obviously. I mean, you can't enjoy places like, I mean, I've been to Venice and, you know, I wasn't there at a busy time, but I was there at, off-peak.
Yeah.
And off-peak is very peaky.
It can be. And funnily enough, Mallorca had a campaign last year. It brought in influencers to try and encourage people to go to off-radar spots that were lesser known. They put up photographs of a place called Cala de Moro, beautiful little cove that could take about 100 people a day. Sure, what happened? About 4,000 people a day started descending on it and it
destroyed it.
Yeah, and so this year they're backtracking on that campaign in a bid to control what they call selfie tourism. So I don't have a sort of solutions to offer other than to say tourism is only going to grow. UN Tourism says journeys are going to be up about 3-5% this year. So I suppose looking at a counterpoint is this concept called slow tourism.
What is slow tourism?
Essentially, it's looking, if you see mass tourism and sort of as speedy holidays, quick in, quick out, budget, you buy the apartments, you buy the flights off the shelf, it's all very quickly. Slow tourism is about spending, I suppose, longer time in fewer places, getting more immersed in them. Meeting the people, being respectful of the environment and contributing to a kind of tourism that supports communities and makes them livable destinations rather than makes them hard to live in or hard to afford.
Wasn't there a movie years and years ago, something like, if it's Tuesday, it must be Rome, honey.
I'd say there would be, but you sound like you could be on a cruise ship with that comment. Yes. I'm really torn, Pat, because on one hand, it's our right to travel. We have a strong overseas tourism business here in Ireland. But on the other, we can't continue travelling at such an attritional rate. So slow tourism would say, instead of racing on to Rome on the Tuesday, spend more time in the city you're in on the Monday and visit in a way that's helpful to the communities rather than harmful. So it's not that you have to suddenly be holier than thou and get up on a high horse and check your phone into a digital detox box. It's not necessarily about that. It's about tinkering a little bit about the around the edges. Maybe taking two trips instead of three or four trips in a year is one example.
Yeah. Now the whole thing of Airbnb and those lock boxes they're being outlawed in some places.
Yeah, they are across Italy, and you've seen Dublin City Council crack down on them as well. They've become a sort of a symbol of mass tourism and the model we're talking about here, in that you don't even engage with the owner. You go to the lockbox. And the problem with not just Airbnb, but with short-term rentals is they can contribute to rising costs of rent and housing in communities too. So they've become very symbolic of the struggle in places like Barcelona, Malaga, Florence. So I suppose while all of this is happening, Tourism Ireland is now rolling out for June a concept it's calling Ireland Unrushed, and it's going to promote the country overseas under what it's calling a slow tourism month.
And it turns out that not everyone is rushing around the place by hired car.
No, that's interesting. I mean, you do need it to get to a lot of places in Ireland. Our listeners in Donegal will tell us that. But they are promoting more sustainable ways of travel, rail, coach travel, going to places. And rather than sort of tearing around from iconic site to iconic site and back to Dublin again on a big loop, maybe spend more time in the destination you go to. And they are, so that what they're doing with this is that it's going to be promoted overseas, and they're encouraging people to, they're sort of targeting it at people that they think will come to spend more and linger longer in certain places. They say about half of all visitors to Ireland don't use a car, Pat, which surprised me, and that people are prepared to spend more on sustainable experiences if they're properly told about them and educated about them.
And do you know the way people will go to maybe Spain and they'll try to hit three or four different places?
Yeah.
The problem is, all those places may be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You get the same beach, you get the same surf, you get the same food. You might as well linger in one place and enjoy it rather than rushing on.
Yeah, and it can be more enjoyable. You get like sort of people start recognizing your faces when you show up for the breakfast the second and third day, and you can follow your nose and chance encounters emerge. Interesting the way you put it there. Tourism Ireland said that this is a reaction to the culture of seeing and doing everything. Yeah. Of jam-packed schedules.
And ticking
of
off everything. I've been to Kelly's Book in Trinity College. I've been to the Blarney Castle.
Now we're off to Guinness. Now we're doing the Clipsamore. Blarney Castle back. 4 days. Boom. Gone.
Yeah.
So in many ways, our tourism industry is built on that model, but it is increasingly start to tack towards what they're calling value over volume. This is not going to happen overnight.
You have a couple of examples.
Yeah. Now they're asking the industry to pitch in with examples. And you can do this too. You don't have to be an overseas visitor. One is a cruise to caves package in County Fermanagh that combines the Marble Arch Caves with a trip on a fully electric solar-powered boat on the River Erne. I've been on that and it's remarkably quiet. It's so weird that the motors on the back of the boat are electric. And another, actually, you mentioned Trinity College there. It's suggesting it's student accommodation as an alternative to pricey hotels because it's empty in summer. So they fill it in. They say it's available from €91 per night and then you can take its guided tours and so on. So it's about, I suppose, rethinking these attractions.
And finally, beating the crowds. Is there any way?
Well, if you have kids at school age like I do, this is a challenge. But if you can travel in September, in October, in November, November is just where you're going to get the best rates, where you're going to have fewer crowds. If you're talking about places like Santorini and the Greek islands, if you can go in late September, early October, you really find them at their sweetest, starting to wind down. The other thing is being flexible. I've been searching for a summer holiday for my own family. I've been looking on Ryanair's Fare Finder and it will show you where there's a cheap flight to a particular place at a particular time. I don't have a destination in mind, but it may say Puglia is cheap on the last week in August.
Yeah.
So let's sort of work around that. So it's a way of kind of going against the crowds.
You're now going to have 10,000 people going to Puglia. Paul, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.